7:30, now the time from our studio clock. Now, so we say good morning and welcome you to the first edition of your program, Good Morning Saloon, for the year 2017. We'll meet you from the Society for the Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, now, Monday, 2nd January 2017, we'll bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisi.
Happy New Year, mate.
Yeah, wish you the same. Well, we can use this opportunity for wish all we fans them, we listeners there out there, and the rest of Ceylon people them, you know, Happy New Year, and hope say 2017 will be prosperous.
Sure. Well, inside the program this morning, President Koroma inside a New Year's Day speech to the nation, don't say by mid-2017, government they look back inside the austerity measure and recovery priority them for know how far they don't go with them for getting to the country economy. The chairperson for the Environment Protection Agency say the 5 international treaty them where the agency ratified inside 2016 go make donor then give more support for address the country environmental issue them. And the acting chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, SLPP, Dr. Prince Hardin, they can't talk about the decision where the SLPP National Executive Council take this BNTM, who said they suspend the chairman and leader, Chief Soman Okapen, and 4 other people them, and how they plan for settle the plaba na the party.
Well, this and plenty of other stories for you inside the program, plus the mayor for the Freetown City Council say Freetown City Council not be able for meet the different targets them where they be set for collect different money them in the city because it's a people not grief for pay them tax them to the Freetown City Council. Work about safe day for you inside the program, so not going to continue for listening. I was today live on air on 98.1 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa, empowered by AfriCell. You will listen to this program, can be part of them by where you go send message to the number 077-981-981. The number is 077-981-981. Send message and be part of the program. Now, the studio this morning, we want to welcome Dr. Prince Alex Hardin, when I acting chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Radio Democracy, and good morning, Sierra Leone.
All right, we want to wish you Happy New Year, as you've been the first studio guest inside 2017.
Well, we'll get more blessing. God impresses good air today.
All right, yes. Well, continue for the with you. As you from Redline, you can't talk about different things, and things that will not happen at the SLP. Recently, as inside the last next meeting with MBU, then be appointed for be the acting national chairman, and that we will come back to you.
The first issue we will look at inside the program Good Morning Saloon today gets for do with the New Year's Day Eve celebration. As plenty people know where the year came round, different community and people them can celebrate in them where they do inside the past year and serve. Look forward to waiting and plan for do for the new year. Well, this time around, Potloko districts and Wampan decide them, Osai people being jubilate for the new year. Osai them member of parliament, Honorable Ibrahim Bundu, we na the majority leader in parliament, been go for celebrate the new year with in constituents them. Suleiman Storm Koroma Bindede and Guna reports.
Na 4 o'clock, Yaso Nagbinting, that the northern province. 8 more hours to the new year, whilst others in the wait for going to church and start celebration at 4. Already, this community don't begin jubilate, dance, and enjoy ahead of the new year.
In our Honorable Ibrahim Bundu, I represent Constituency 52, the Potloko district, comprised of Sanama Golonto, Bibia, and Sakoko. We are also the majority leader and leader of government business at the House of Parliament. Well, the end of year, of course, is not only celebrated in Constituency 52, but I think it's a worldwide thing. But we have actually designed our own end of year celebration to be a time of celebrating with everybody in terms of the success we have made, the progress we have made during the course of the year, and to also reflect on the challenges that we face during the course of the year, so that we map out a strategy as to how we will face those challenges, so that we don't face them again during the course of the ensuing year.
From a day of celebration and enjoyment, we roll over from the New Year Eve to the New Year's Day. Now the community feel, outside two communities, now the Gbintin Chiefdom. both local community and Baskanu community, they battle for a top sport, a sport for display cultural appearances, a sport for display cultural wares, a sport for display how the people in the live in the different communities and showcase them to young ones them, but more importantly, people that we come for witness the show Nayaso. We see over 2,000 people, you know, flop na the community field for can see the exhibition Nayaso of culture, of lantern, and attempt for let them marry for get a feel of what in 2017. Get for Tanlek.
Well, I always feel that when I see people, it's an impression that the outcome is good. Because it's not the first time we are doing it, and the population keep increasing every time. I'm sure the people I see this year, I mean, compared to what happened last year, I think we are making progress. We are moving upwards. So that's a mark of saying that things that are being done here are very, very appreciative. And my impression is we are doing a good job. That's why people keep coming back.
Now an attempt to announce the results of who that actually win. A process will take over 2 months for prepare, over 1 week for celebrate, 2 days for show say they really don't set. And of course, few moments ago, there will be the dance for portray which they don't make. A time for see and know who that actually we don't work very hard. All the handwork don't be of interest to the judges them. We will be the final people them will tell the people them who that win inside this competition. Everybody in an anxious mood for know if not their community, you know, will win this competition. Peaceably, then they wait for you to get the results from Ambassador Almami Pico.
Certificate, 1 degree. Now for the best song and the best singer, it goes to Potlaka Road. So the certificate for the best organized group, that certificate goes to Potlaka Road. Bobo and music and everything we accomplish singing and should be. That certificate, they go to Baskanu Road. On lantern, I hear you in Kenegay. If I didn't say, if I didn't carry, you're going to get that. On lantern, for Baskanu Road.
Well, as you hear from the background, Potlaka community, now they win this year's lantern. A lot of jubilation, dancing, singing, they carry on right now, you know, now the field of Binting for enjoy the new year. As you see inside Potlaka community, they win this year's lantern parade, and then they now the celebration. Well, as I'm in Tanlek, Binting, who's a 2 times winner's Baskanu, bow down humbly to Potlaka District as NCF winner for the first time in 3 years. An exciting and an enjoyable environment continue for day. Now this part, now the country, as people them celebrate a brand new year, 2017. Suleiman Tom Koruma from Binting, Potlaka District, the report.
Good morning, Salon. Well, from that report, the Suleiman Storm Koruma puts together and Binting, we don't come back to the studio. And we also get Dr. Prince Harding, we are acting chairman and leader in the Sierra People's Party. Good morning, one more time. Welcome to the program.
Good morning again to all.
All right. Plenty issues, don't they happen at the SLPP? And recently, the most talked about in the last NEC meeting will be on the 17th of December. We'll see takes on decision and for suspend. The chairman and leader, among other issues, them we wanna be doing also pull dates for the next convention for the party wanna see for be February this year. So let me start first. Let me give a background to how come sooner reach to that decision for all that next meeting day where the chairman and leader not be attend.
First of all, let me talk about the summoning of the neck. Let me start with the constitution where the former chairman, Chief Soman of Kapenkin, quote frivolously and all over for twist the facts. That clause 5-1, etc., by the constitution, it clearly states, say, the Secretary General now for summon neck meeting on the advice of the substantive chairman or in his absence, the assistant or the deputy national chairman leader, of which I am, but also any external and internal communication should be signed, authored by the substantive national secretary general and in his absence, the assistant secretary general. So let us talk about this then status and then legality. There's nowhere in the constitution where it talks it. The chairman, now they call neck meeting. Also, there's nowhere in this constitution where say the chairman have for right sign communications internally and externally. There's also another fact where I want maybe people establishment they know that NEC, National Executive Council, now a legal entity will get the political and legal authority for take decisions on behalf of the party conference, when at the highest body, party conference, the second highest body, now this NEC, any decision where it take, no human being, not there within the party, even outside the party, or even when we're there in governance, the president at that time, SFPP president, not get that right for overturn that decision. That decision can only be modified discarded by NEC itself when it's legally constituted and seated with a quorum of at least one third of a member, which is about 50, the quorum, because we got about 150 something members, about 50, 55. That's the quorum.
So when are the chairman and leader for chair the meeting?
In his absence, the deputy national chairman can chair. Because we have done it in such a way that no one person, no one group go hold NEC and SAPP to ransom, even through death, sickness, or pure absenteeism. So it's so clear. So that's the basis I want to establish now. How did we call this meeting? The last NEC meeting we hold before December 17, the NEC itself, chaired by Somana Kapen, say on the 17th, we resolved, it was a resolution published, on the 17th, we have a whole NEC meeting, and in Sina, there's a resolution, in Sina, so for the 17th. So whether in death, or sickness, or too absent, nobody can stop it, except NEC go call it, like we don't call himself, and NEC the above anybody in the party, any decision, as I said, where they don't take for change that decision, modify. First, you call NEC again. So that's how we went to that NEC. At that NEC, and it before the NEC, it tried to stop the NEC, which is illegal. You cannot stop NEC on your own, especially when NEC not call himself. Sometimes, if you know, I say my NEC can, sometimes you go have the legal authority, but not even political authority for stop NEC, because NEC will need for Holland. Now the administrative organ will make sure so we move, especially when things are moving so fast. So it not even get the political authority for stopping. Because if you say you're not able to go, make you go there. But you talk about court, law will not go because court be there. But not we're not wait for court indecision for whole neck. And in fact the court decision before neck, because an injunction they be hold for law will not hold that neck. The injunction of hold.
So
went and held this neck meeting where there resolution for suspender came based on the fact and the submission of certain members of the party that he is bringing the party to ridicule, it interfere with the elections procedures, which was not allowed by the rules and regulations 2016. No officer, even members of parliament, no district councillor, for interfere with the election procedures whilst they are going on, especially when NEC is mandated again, not only by our own constitution, But about this, but from the Supreme Court, the highest court in this country, say NEC, nine for conduct these elections, and NEC is not chairman. Hello, it's about 150 or more people. So he was also interfering with the processes, which was also contravening that particular aspect of rules and regulation, and also trying to bring the party into dispute, ridicule, and hatred.
No, look at the issues and where the chairman began a problem with now the election, the issue of parallel executive, the issue of regional chairman, then they interfere in constituency election and encounter, and they now issue them we're not doing no more this year. Even other people, and we get big stake in the flag bearer election, the alliance or the aspirants, them they all share them kind of views. And they why not in when I decide for take to task,
because the alliance not just on paper supporters or members of the party, but in get a secret duty to uphold the constitution. So if him now supposed to be the custodian of the constitution, and he's seen in writing, in his letters, in his spoken language and behavior contravening the constitution, immediately NEFO face the full penalty.
So we're not looking to the issues them. Well, the issues them will be there is the issues of double executive then are in different places than they.
You see, it was trying to paint the wrong picture about the party, which was wrong. Let me agree with you that these issues were prevalent. But in not getting right, for go right to the public, PPRC, not public, whatever, not public entity. We have the administrative procedures from bringing up issues which should be addressed administratively. You as head, you're like when Momo be talk, say, President Momo. He said, I've failed this nation. By that statement alone, we expected him to have resigned by any democratic standard. He says, if he go take in pen, he go write to PPRC, now all things done wrong, this done wrong, everything done wrong, parallel executive, of him, he is responsible for these parallel executives. And by extension also, responsible for them kind of thing the way they talk. Then he not left Padan, he come back now the radio. It talk about in your own cabinet, in your own party. If I don't go back, there are structures. If I don't call a meeting of national officers, these are my concerns. It's concern A, B, and C. If we cannot address it within ourselves as national officers, of which we are the cabinet of this party, if I take them to the next highest body, NEC, and bring in concerns, and we discuss it dispassionately, because we are all not of same mind, because we are a group. Some people they go back and some people they go post, some people we count evidence. We discuss it. Then if anybody is culpable, then will take decision, like just in his own case, they take that decision, send her to a disciplinary committee, if that's it, or we decide, say, for take actions based on the evidence and what you call me. But he did not do that. He did not use the party structure.
Some people they consider this thing a coup and assets against Chief Sumano Kapen.
Well, a left for use, then frivolous, and then worse than way for make the whole thing like a joke. This is a serious business. We not to jokers. I don't expect him to be using those misdirected words. He's an educated person. What do you mean by a coup? In fact, if now you say Paris school, well, perhaps let me just follow him to the street, because I'm not going to, with him in terms of those language to the quarters. Let me say now Paris school. Until the Paris school will not succeed, now you call a Paris school. If you use the word Paris, now succession don't take place. Until my chief or king, the prince don't take over. Understand? Eh? So let me use his school. Everything Paris school. So when it be they use the same clauses in the constitution, he himself presented it on the podium against Ali Bangura. And we accepted this presentation and took the remedial action. We expelled Ali Bangura.
So now they turn
again. He presented also similar, using the similar clauses against Tijansi. We bought it because there was fact. He himself, as chairman, we suspended that person. All us have done it. So why now he don't become culpable? In fact, he don't commit, can I say, more grievous wrongdoing than any of those. So as a leader, if one knows that he's human and fallible, but more so that he's replaceable, and of course, to be replaced with another replaceable. I'm also replaceable. Nobody is irreplaceable. We are all expendables. He should accept that. This is not a permanent chieftaincy. Wait for day throughout. They take and die. You die. And that whatever he say, Oman for Bayam. Let him accept the fact that there's an element of misdemeanor on his part. It's simple. Not democracy.
So
he should go and face the, what is it called? The disciplinary committee. An answer to the charges.
But
also, I will come next to the alliance because you brought it.
It clear say una and chiefs man or cap and not they see one sign of the party.
No.
So how would I be expecting say if I don't go through all them procedure in the way you talk about soon?
No, but I don't agree with that. We don't need to see eye to eye. We need to look at the constitution.
But as an executive,
No, see eye to eye. We'll look at the constitution. We work together. We are forced to work with. He doesn't need to like me, and I don't need to. I don't necessarily need for a hater. But the fact at issue is, he has never come here and complained. Especially me say, me not they worked hand in hand, or me I not agree. But we have always been on speaking terms, at all times. I'm the principal assistant. You know, say one day, me I don't get differences. All the time, they always praise me where I come, and that goes for everybody. But there are always differences. We always tend to work together and solve it. But if you give me time, I also would like to talk about the alliances.
Yeah, we will come to that. And quickly, before we take another material, just briefly, we see the chairman and leader, Chief Sumano Kapen, they call on another NEC meeting on the 4th. Mm-hmm. When I don't pull a press release, they want people not to take part in that. And when I need for tell NEC members they not to take part, they don't know waiting for do.
No. Because communication, at times, not everybody get the communication right information. Understand? He's still carrying himself in borrowed robes. Because by using the Marvelio, the Shakespearean English way use about Marvelio, he's carrying himself in borrowed robes. And that misconception, good day. So I would not want anything happen with the vote. We will bring the party's name in this dispute for two reasons. One, we always call NEC meeting in a party office for security reasons. And only NEC members who are identified, now they go through that gate, go inside. By calling NEC meeting outside here, apart from the illegality, which is highly illegal, because he knows, one, he's suspended. Second, he don't get a right for sign any communication according to the constitution. Then thirdly, he no get right. No sign on the constitution. Say you go call NEC meeting on your own. You and I summon the secretary general. They summon. The English is clear on the advice of chairman. And advice not enough mandatory, because we no member somebody just come. You can misrule this party. Here. That's why we couch that constitution. So if he's calling those type of meeting, and don't use the name of SFPP, we not get the legitimacy, the authority for user. And anything can happen. They go give it by name to SFPP. And this is what they are saying. We get violent members. Now, that kind of activity, nine day attract violence. And we don't want our name to be dragged to the mud any further. And we have written to the IG to say about the action that is illegitimate. And anything happen, commode, not to be business, not to, we don't disown the meeting.
All right. Okay. We'll come back to you. In name is Dr. Prince Adin, in the acting chairman and leader for the Salon People's Party. We will come back to you shortly.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. And now we look at other issues. How we go to the Environment Protection Agency, EPA, when are the body where government set up for look inside in them, where they get for do with the country environment, like the forest, sea, and other one them. Well, for know how the EPA been do them work inside 2016, we producer Alex Lawrence Kuruma been go talk to the executive chairperson for EPA, Madam Jatu Jalo, we talk inside the interview say, inside 2016, the 5 international treaty them where EPA ratify, go help protect the environment and self attract more donor them for support the country environmental issue them inside this interview.
Well, we tell God thank you that we don't put Ebola behind we. We as an institution, we're able to focus on the activities. And thanks to the hard work, commitment of the staff of the EPA and the support we'll get from with development partners, NGOs, and line ministries, we've been able for implement nearly all we activities. The one or two where we're not been able to implement not being either due because to the fact that the person not being able to come necessarily at the time where we want may come, or we've been look say at that point in time the expenditure go too much, so we've been get small financial constraint for implementer.
All right. Now look at the activities that we be successful inside 2016 as an institution.
Well, I think see, one of the most successful activities what we've been doing now, the village-to-village sensitization. We don't realize, say, important as an institution, for may we take the EPA to the people. And last year, we go now over 25 chiefdoms, now the south, north, east, and we also go to the western area. And we've been to educate with people them about sound environmental practices. Now, where we go now, like, side now, Port Loko, the people that will meet themselves of Greece say that they don't spoil the environment. And then even till we say they get one water, we've been to run through the two communities. And because that forest day, they don't almost destroy them. The water the way they get for wash, for cook, and for other thing them, it don't drop, and it almost cause conflict between the two communities. So we come 2017. One of the things what we get for do now for make we educate with people them how poverty is linked to environmental degradation. That is where you spoil your environment, and how when you spoil your environment, it will get a potential for even forget conflict because people then go and fight over things like water. Another very important thing we will do this year, for the first time in the history of this country, we do a strategic environmental assessment of the mining sector. And what that they show? It shows, say, the artisanal mining industry in this country, there's a lot to be done. Otherwise, by the time we realize them, it go down pollute our waters and it will affect the fishing industry, it will contaminate we land them, it will affect the agricultural industry and even other sectors. So I gladly say at the end of this study, all the institutions then do adopt their recommendations here. And come 2017, one of the activities will be to popularize. We want to make people they know what in the experts, because we get an expert, we come, we do the study, what in that paper say, and how we go move forward for implement the recommendations where they mean make. One of the other things that we will do now this year, now foresee how we go address the issue of the sargassum. That now the seaweed where they come, we after some time we don't then at the beach, they smell, and it not they allow people then for enjoy the touristic potential of these countries. And interestingly, with the support of the Abidjan Convention Secretariat and UNEP, because we contact the executive director, and honestly, he responded to we very promptly, and he sent a team for come assess the situation. And when they engage their other partners, we discover, say, in other parts of the world, then they now use this seaweed as a fertilizer, as an organic fertilizer, which is in hot demand in other parts of the world. So the businessman, he can, before he can, maybe actually ask we for, say, Ingo One for ship 10 containers. At that time, the seaweed not been there available. So he just can for can see how he go set up cottage industries in Sierra Leone. In addition to that, what thing will happen come 2017, NASA from Paris, France, then they come first or second week for Canada, country foresee how then go build with capacity and form some sort of a partnership so that even before the seaweed they land now with shores, then go don't tell we 6 months in advance for say this seaweed they come. But EPA, as I can say, plenty thing and we just they facilitate, not all thing will be vested in the EPA. We get with partners, we get fisheries, we get the Navy. So when they come, we go now take them to fisheries and Navy and see how they go make use of them services, even for surveillance. When they go to surveillance them boats where they do illegal fishing now we shores, and how they go able for help for prostitute. Another thing where we do, we try for enhance with participation in the international sphere. Already, we have over 500 multilateral environment agreements. Not to all multilateral environment agreements important for we as alone. But the one thing we're important, we feel, say, as an institution, as a country, it important make we become a party to the conventions there. One, because as a least developing country or even as a developing country, then they provide technical and financial support. So we need to tap into that. And this year, thanks to the collaboration and dynamism of the staff of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, we've been able to ratify 5 conventions: the Paris Agreement, the Minamata Convention, the Rotterdam, the Basel, and the Nagoya. So we really appreciate the support we'll be getting from the ministry.
So they were all not towards the improvement or the promoting environmental issues in the country?
Yes, now in the improved environmental governance. And the good thing, as I say, once we don't become a party, they know the constraints where would they get as a developing country for able to implement them nationally. So then they come with technical expertise and then they come with finance for assistry.
In name na Madam Jatu Jalo, inna the chairperson for the Environment Protection Agency EPAB, they talk to with producer Alex Lawrence Koroma, but the thing them where EPA do inside 2016, where some pande is saying away then ratify 5 international treaty them, where according to them go make more support come for contribute to the country environmental issue them. The program you listen to now, Good Morning Salon, they come to you from 98.1 FM. Continue for listening.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back, Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back, Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Ha ha.
Now the People's Bank.
The People's Bank.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value. Delivering value.
We drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Now we back. Now you back. Now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program in the listener, Good Morning Salon, and they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. As today, live on the internet, also on www.radiodemocracy.sl, culture for Siwa, empowered by AfriCell. We bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sise and
Mabel Kaba.
We still get Dr. Prinsadi in the studio. We are now acting chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party. And before we go, we talk about the decision them where come out one panel for suspend the chairman and leader and 4 other people. Other issues them we wanna be come up with na the next meeting, na date for the next convention. Also wanna hope for elect flag bearer and fees them with the flag bearer for pay. Also wanna ask for 120 million per head. And the last election na be 50 million. I wanna reach that one day.
But when I say the dollar in price now, that time they will be asking for check how much it's about 400 or something. Then now about almost going to 800. Then I'm just beside the issue. But for going for a flag bearer, now very serious business. Understand? Now very serious business going for flag bearer, and it demands a lot of expenditure on behalf of the party, and the party in the opposition will not get. So in fact, some people will even think of 200 million. Not that na money one fleece one item, one user for campaign for the party and especially for the flag bearer. Because we get money we get for go pay as a nomination fee. You know, we expect the party we not get money, then they will pay that on your behalf. Secondly, some of them are jokers. Some they say, I know they don't even get a place for sleep. They call them, they want, can't get special privilege attention. And this party is not ready, for those type of mediocrity. This so-called alliance of nice, you know, media against. Why them feel say they're an aspirant, they're special than all of us. Everybody is a potential aspirant. There's no special qualification. Of course, the word alliance is a very derogatory statement and also it don't mean good for this party. will not get down the one in this party, alliance against who? Let them first of all come and recognize the party structure, which is extraordinarily important. Most of them do not get respect for the authority, which is anti-SAPP. So this so-called alliance, now one person, two person, and I don't know, I don't like for call name, but two people in there, we even yesterday in a monologue, day before yesterday, I mentioned them. I said they don't hold position there. We expect much from them. We expect much for them for go join the others. But then two or so the others are being ruled by one person. We don't come inside from the back door in Ingbe not dry na this party. Nine they rule them, nine they follow. Then two people then they understand that. I want for me to mention the name.
No, will you come back to that? Okay. I want to come back to the fee. The fee.
It's also important.
I want to come to the fee it's small. Because if you go back to
we 20. We expect much from them that they allow themselves to be used. And in particular, one former chairman.
He
break also the constitution. In single-handedly, he expelled JOB, he no go through neck. Then he expelled Usoboy. He no go through neck.
Let
and
go
this, this is the person now criticizing us that if we don't, me in particular, no, me don't sack me boss. No,
if he's
neck is the boss. Nine sack me boss.
The fees, the issue of the fees is very important because yes. I remember that last election, they asked for 50 million from Una Flavia aspirant. Yes. And we at the end of the day, we see neck ask for 100 million for presidential candidates.
Yes.
And then they be challenged, and even SAP at some point say that money they be plenty. Mm. So if they ask for now Flagbia aspirants for pay 120 million loans. Mm. If next year for pay 200 million or 250 million loans, we hope say it not go affect Tuna and other party them and not go come out and begin see the money plenty again.
No, the strategy is see politics or life, you have to be strategically designed. With the preempt, as I told you, our background, our situation. At this moment in time, enough financially healthy. Now the people's will, none of the currency. But just to be prepared, that's why we're asking for that type of money. Because we are not going to use it on the party, but to use to pay any flag bearer money, I mean, or candidature we neck or the government get for them. So we know say at times we cry to the government, we cry. But if they give us deaf ears, we are not going to sit down, fold our hands, and say we are not going to participate. So we have got to prepare for the unknown. And anybody will not prepare for the unknown, then he's not a human being. So that's why we are taking that decision.
In terms of creating level playing field for the other aspirants, just now you say, una no wale, una flag bearer position be for jokers them.
Yeah, exactly.
You not think, say, the money una esam because una no one let the other one themselves able for pay the money for the same position. Not no. To that make una do so.
No, we no want somebody for get us involved in triviality and in futility. But let me take you back to the elections all over the world. Like America, if it's in a poor man, they go to Nabi. For charter helicopter, for go up and down airplane. There are a lot of people in those places where they know if you get chop on. But they wait for serve as a better president than a lot of them. But because of that financial hindrances, politics is about money. But let me come about level playing field. Now then can philosophy that me know they buy. Understand it? I will say we'll give you the field. It's left with you to make it level. If you go take caterpillar for whole level on a shovel, now your business down there. You can level it by your popularity and your strategies. But the field, anybody will qualify for contest, will again be under field day. We go play nothing, Coco. You want to explain the same field you will play we can a stadium. We reach the adapt yourself as a footballer.
But as national officers and the role we don't assume recently when the acting chairman and leader did especially all of the one that we gain tension for TINAP, therefore all able for you therefore they're at the same level to you so that you're able to give them the same support in case Uda win tomorrow when I all come back and support that person there. And where people are on the crisis, in this case not to so it on the be you and most people in the executive now linked to one particular flag bearer aspirant.
No, first of all, I still continue. The field is open to everybody for play. With the opener, the gate is open. When they block, nobody, they pay money for car inside. Come, and make sure you are well prepared. Then any field where they give you, you'll be able to adapt to it. Talking about where we don't take positions, we are talking about the truth. The truth says certain people then they where certain person, one or two, three people then they with them popularity. You cannot hide it under the carpet. We will say it. Certain people they didn't have the party, they say somebody now is executive. But cool people they support different aspirants. We're not gonna flag by it. Aspirants. Certain people they now with executive, where they said that they harbor the possibility of contesting as flag bearer. So it's natural. Eh? God, let us look at the divine power. Eh? You compare yourself with the angels. Among the angels, we are number one constantly. Not with angel Gabriel.
So who's the angel truth? Then I said people are the number one constantly.
No, we are talking about popularity.
But so that are the most popular at the SLPP as it is.
Well, you can see it based on human being, everybody. Nobody in the hide them, no matter. Anybody hide them, they're not saying the truth.
So now you do?
Well, because of people's love and which are commode and which are know about politics, not that about Nadeh. Nadeh are no say if we come before this party, we will win with ease, not a me being there. Anybody come within the next 24 hours, as he say, a popular. And no say he will win the election between me and you. I will be with him, but not undermining anybody in chances, because now it will be hypocrisy. And understand, like me chairman, me former chairman, it's with KKY, Yom Kala, clear everything that they do now for undermine this thing, for make a good for a particular candidate. We all know that.
But doctor, now some of them see I make people they see the division at the SLPP now they don't, because everybody gets in your interest, everybody gets outside link where they make the no one for allow other people them for come on board.
No, not to stop anybody. We have studied. Now we will get nine so called people divide. If now for we are going to two or three people number 14 up. If now we own more based on what our experience. But now you can't do that's reckless democracy. You, if you're not for down the level, say anybody, that's what called Sierra Leone People's Party, or else Gambia and they for come. Because for open, everybody for come. No, that type of democracy, we're not a partisan. When you are talking about level playing field, we're not stop anybody. But the truth must be said. Understand? I don't like for hide me to, well, you self know. Say, this is my position. But let me talk about this so-called pauper, where they can talk, say, negative. There are two types of pauper. In this politics, as we say, if it's power and be derogatory word, with some media, we don't give them people that name it, they say they take up as a hit back. But there are two types of power. The one them, where they feel say this country owes them, this party owes them, that when they say they want something, they appoint themselves, I for be flag bearer at all cost. That's the negative power with this aspirant and so called alliance they don't imbibe. In this society, now then are that negative pauper. There's another pauper where the people in this nation say, pauper, now you want. Understand? Whether you deny it or now you want. That's the positive pauper.
Now, that
me will associate myself with. Because they don't give it. There's that pussy where they say, now the pauper. Now people they want them. Then you, people don't want them. So this is the negative pauper and this is the positive pauper. So pauper not a bad thing. Pauper is about determination and perseverance within the contents of reality.
All right, we'll continue for the. We'll come back to you. Your name is Dr. Prince Adin, Acting Chairman Leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party. We will take this break. When we come back, we continue the program.
Don't come. A Union Trust Bank again. Union Salon Banco. Union Trust Bank got plenty products and services there for you. You must get what you want to go better. Let me save it account ide. Current account ide. Fixed deposit account ide. Credit facility day, all for you, me and you, Union Trust Bank, that's a loan for me and you, it's
future savings account. Ide school fee savings account. Ide pay advance salary scheme day. We branch and they all love but not alone. Boko no kenema. We de Kabbalah mabogo kakambia. We de Jala free town don't sad. We de and my 91. Me and you. Union Trust Bank. Me and you. Union Trust Bank. Union Trust Bank. That's a loan for me. Union Salon Banco. Union Trust Banco.
Union Trust Bank, empowering Sierra Leonean businesses.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue and add your voice to Tindemwe with the talk box inside the program 077-981-981 at the number for send you message. So, and also, remember saying inside you didn't have the world, you can get to live on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Continue for add your voice to Tindemwe with the talk box in the program. We continue for look at issues now the Sierra Leone People's Party, SLPP. And this time around, we get on the line the NEC suspended chairman and leader, Chief Soman Okapen, as we they continue for look at issues now the SLPP. If you remember, last week, Chief Soman Okapen meeting at the studio, also he say he's still now the chairman and leader now the party, and he call a NEC meeting way for B on the 4th. But the party don't pull progress release now. Also, they indicate say Chief Soman Okapen not get the legal authority for call this meeting and serve on the fourth way. He say get in meeting that day. The party say if will face the disciplinary committee. Good morning, Chief, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Chief, a press release don't come out. As I tell listeners, then just know you say you dey get next meeting on the 4th. Now, press release don't come out from on a party say you not get the legal authority for call this meeting. What can I take on this?
Well, I really surprised at Dr. Presiding, who don't catapult himself to the position of acting chairman and leader. You know, politics, not just about legality, but also aspects of morality, they play a very key role. Now, it quotes the constitution of the SLPP, the 1995 constitution of the SLPP as amended when at the basic law. It tries to give interpretation of the role and responsibilities of the National Executive Council. Then it quotes partly the responsibilities of the chairman and leader of the SLPP vis-a-vis the responsibilities of the Secretary General. But when you look at the Constitution itself, the responsibilities and powers of NEC and that of the chairman and leader of the party, who is the custodian of that Constitution, they are mutually inclusive. They are not mutually exclusive. You know? So, that is the problem. You cannot act or you have an organization or a state for act in vacuum. You know? If you look at the clause 5.1a, the chairman and leader is both the political and administrative head. That means he is also the head of the secretariat, the national secretariat. And the constitution is very clear that the secretary general works under the supervision and direct control of the chairman and leader. Nothing more, nothing less.
But also, Chief,
and it very clear say now the chairman and leader now if for preside not only over NEC but all the other structures of the party, including the party conference.
But
how for goodness sake and not the authority to a secretary general for convene a NEC meeting? That NEC meeting was convened on the 17th. And that NEC meeting was not presided over me, but rather by the deputy chairman and leader when are they inside Freetown, then they will take a decision far-reaching, what the far-reaching implications. That's not a palace school. It is not lawful.
So, Chief?
I don't need for going to court, you know, because when you do an unlawful act, it is void ab initio. So if in the go any side, they call himself as chairman, acting chairman and leader, he has the right to do so. But I have convened a meeting of NEC on Wednesday, and that will be the legal NEC meeting warrior led now. The chairman and leader for convener, and not get a secretary general, would not already be part of that body where they say they don't suspend me. Now I will go give instruction for calling that meeting. He will do that and they.
Chief, now
but
you
I have the authority vested in me by that particular provision of the constitution.
The same clause
now,
we
quote,
the Chief.
Convener.
Hello, Chief.
Because I'm the administrative head of the SLPP. Nobody can challenge that from the constitution. And it's very sickening for a high-profile person, when you be deputy chairman and leader, they go sit up over the radio. They undress certain people where they vie for one of the highest positions as flag bearer. They say they're not jokers.
So, Chief?
You cannot do that.
Chief?
Because people must be given the level playing field. Not only for create the level playing field, now that you get the party structures. The constitution I for provide the level playing field, not to that one position I for create the level playing field for go buy spade or caterpillar for can't do this and that.
So
it
Chief
is wrong.
All right, Chief.
That is the notion. And believe me, this man don't tell the whole world.
Chief?
The characteristics. And let me tell you something that happened when Pakabadi died. Where we go? Now he lodged. Then the APC sent a high profile delegation headed by the president himself as chairman and leader of the APC. We were sitting face to face with them. What did the president say? He said, brah, that is referring to Prince Hadi. He said, but not your hand for Shido, for can't join me now.
Okay, Chief, we're not going to bet it. Let me look at
it. No, I want to make them here because this man is a poisoner of goodwill. It is still a lot of problems. And throughout the period of the 3 years when I stand in that position, that man did not give me respite.
All right, Chief. So now, Chief, why
people for let them under authority. And this is not the first time.
All right, Chief.
In 2014, I was suspended with...
Chief, why you move the neck meeting from the party office to the Miata Conference Center?
When I was?
The meeting where you say you the call. Why you move on from the party office to the Miata Conference Center?
Well, when I don't see incidents there, where they occur in that party office, there is no time where they call a neck meeting. Where would they get up to 60% attendance? Because people them get the fear. You get three elements of the human elements: hope, dream, and fear. And when you allow fear for set in into the minds of people, like what did happen at Apache office? When you call people that they decent people as net members, they won't go there.
Then say your office.
I will never go to a meeting convened at that office for what agenda? Because he will be molested. Similarly, most of we own NEC members, who then are very highly placed people, they will refuse to go there because they will be mobbed.
But
and there is nothing in the Constitution what says specifically say that only at the party office, all political parties, then they call the NEC meetings or NAC meetings on to places where they feel say they will provide enough security. Who said fear not go overweigh
in this case, Chief?
Attendance.
In this case,
you
Chief,
know?
You for face the disciplinary committee according to your party on the 4th, where you say you get this next meeting. Waiting go for happen. Hello? Yes, I get you. You supposed for face the disciplinary committee on that date.
And I can assure you, you send representatives there from Radio Democracy. You will see up to about 70 plus members of NET that will be attending that meeting. And the sad thing about it, were very shameful on their own part, especially on the deputy chairman and leader. If they send signals through WhatsApp and everything, and by coming over the radio to say that the meeting only they convene is illegal. You know, that is for 10 people they say, they're not going to ask, I'm using threats. Say if people they go there, then anything happens, the Inspector General will have himself to blame.
So you know they face the disciplinary committee on that date?
Which kind of disciplinary committee?
SLPP.
Which kind of disciplinary committee? Was that properly removed? Did I chair that meeting? Then people are there in short authority from me. It is not a legal action that they took. By a palace school, where they be asked Tijan Kaba in 1997, did the international community accept that? All the political parties within this country, the 10 of them out of, apart from the SLPP, what would make 11? They are with me in will and in spirit, because they know say this is the second time. And that Minister Mohamed Bangura, and they put the blame to. When they sent Dr. Hadi orchestrated a similar coup in 2014, Naingo all out for convince me, and I told him that this man cannot be changed. He's test for power. You can't stop him. You know, he's an inciter. You know?
All right.
Now somebody what they work with the evil spirits. Because I can't imagine him for next right. He don't under.
Plenty for thank you to you.
They don't remove the chairman and leader.
All right,
the very man will preside over the next meeting when not the authority for preside over.
All right.
Plenty. So I go wonder Inspector General tell me whether that meeting when they take this action was lawful so that I will ask for security as I don't do. The noble senator. And that is very strange. And I'm surprised at it, but the whole world has known. But even for that, what you must strike me past anything, for now I go see the under, if they tell people, say, me they support Dr. Kande Yomikela.
Sure.
Which for a while don't ever mention, say, me they support Kande Yomikela.
All
right. Still a unifier. Yeah. I don't believe in personalities. I believe in the SLPP, period.
All right.
And I'm going to choose a leader. If God say na Madabi, so be it. If God say na John Benjamin, so be it. If God say Alpha Jimbo, so be it. Munaronya, so be it. Or Kane Yomikela. But let us provide a level playing field and PPRC by a resolution what we adopt in August. Now we give them the mandate that is next for let them continue for play an active and vigorous role in our election processes.
All right. Plenty thank you to Chief Sumano Kapen, the SLPP next suspended chairman and leader. Be they give you updates on him next meeting where he say they call on the 4th, but the party don't pull press release. Also, then they draw the attention of Chief Sumano Kapen say he not get the legal authority for carry on with this meeting and serve them say on that same date they is supposed for face the disciplinary committee. But according to Chief, he just talked at the interview, they say he they continue with a meeting and the neck not get the right for calling at the disciplinary committee.
Well, we'll take a short music break. When we come back, we continue the program as we still get Dr. Prince Hadin. We will comment on the issues then with Chief Doris.
Yeah. Emerson.
Here we go now. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Everybody gets money. Yeah. People say yes, that's a good. If everybody gets like Johnson, say, play football, make money like Kalonye. Who da go and sell na market? Who da
go one for the pitch for kids. Now would I go one be get man? Would I go one be sorry, mama, all the money? If everybody be brigadier, would I go on be front over? Now would I go and go up front? Who go take order when they evade the border? Hey. And if everybody want be president, would I go the rule? And who go and be rule? Now would I go and be God man? Who go take a bullet for who? Need a rise, got you all balance. Respect everybody where they are, you know, the streets of potent time. You don't know where you go make them, where you go make them, and who go make them. Hey, that is why I got
that
you.
Why
in.
I got you.
And yeah, got me. Hey, no man is a night, no man tell me. How I go sing if my fans not there to love me. Everybody be for 1-9. Who go on be the mumu? If everybody be musician, who go be the fan? Who go be the dancer? Hey. If everybody buy Lamborghini, who go on the traffic police? Now where me go pack me own? Where me go drive and go? Yeah, yeah. If every actor reach Hollywood,
hey,
who go on the Afriwood? If everybody reach like Dangote,
hey.
If we all get chance to the Goyan, to the Goyankee, who go on the homeless? If everybody buy aeroplane. Imagine the zoom, zoom, zam, zam, zam. So now we thank God that you all balance. Respect everybody where they are, you know the streets are put in tight. You don't know where you go make them, where you go make them, and who go make them. Hey, that is why I got
that
you
is why
in.
I got you.
And yeah, that is, yeah. No man is a night, no man tell me. How I go sing if my fans not there to love me.
Go be the night,
that's your life. Who go they sell cola? If we all be Madrid.
The program Good Morning Salon will continue once again. Thank you to Emerson for that song of the way titled Ugo B. The program Good Morning Salon will continue and we still get Dr. Prince Adi in the studio. You don't listen to Chief's Man of Capin. It's as if he's still carry on with the next meeting we don't call for Wednesday.
Well, that is a typical person where test for power. Nine does show. It don't really show, say, he's ready for do anything for power, even to the point of breaking the law. Then he's sopping the lawful authorities of the SFPP people then of course to attract hatred for people in authority and also for bring discord within the party because it's obvious that you don't get no legal authority for call a meeting. The constitution we attach unto a no go deal. You go in frivolities, misconception. Bringing things that we don't get no connection with the topical issue. You try to set people against others, especially like me. But I just want to tell him a few facts. He's really suffering from political amnesia. That he's showing the symptoms of somebody who want power forever and ever for that in power. Then suddenly power don't left him. He don't accept reality. He's talking about thirst for power. That's the typical example of somebody who wants power at all costs. Tijan C, who was highly educated, we in suspender when his recommendation next suspender, he go see them. Ali Bangura, we in recommend, he go see them. He not bring discord, he not bring misinformation, he not bring problems at all. But again, I'm on this test for power. The former chairman, Somano Kape, knows that I stood, Nami stepped down for him in a negotiation for 3 days with the panel. To the same call, Banley, who said Madabio office been there. He will go worship virtually Madabio. Telling him, he will talk to people, especially those around. He cried for Lewe, he will step down for him. And I stepped down for him. He no got no experience in this party, past me. He no hold no authority position in this in any government, except him being a civil servant. But you know who a position of authority, minister, member of defense council, which is also equal to a ministerial position, and also national secretary general. I have what we call relevant working experience. So I stepped down for him. Today, it will go over the world that made me test for power. And up to now, up to recent today, now you don't want to really want to begin to talk about me. Or when I look in past interviews, he has been speaking highly about me. Just because this time, I know back him for me, let me not contravene the constitution. He's talking that he's administrative head. Yes, we are the administrative of the government, of the party. They can impeach a president. How much more you? You have been impeached because...
Now, impeach or not impeach or not?
Of course, when we don't send her, for that, it's going to hope that not just a process now of impeachment. So, if we accept that on the first of all, before we begin talk for other people there, we know he's supporting Yom Kela, and then make it a true spanner. In all the works we put now, so today, I don't come on Vienna. He says it's a level playing field. Now, field will get to people. I'm talking about semantics. We are talking about analogy. You now, we don't get this field here. The most important for us, get a field. Now, the same field I already go play it.
So,
not a different field. But let me connect. Let me continue. Please, you want to give them enough time for try for damage my integrity now. I will tell him that I'm the most one of the most popular politicians in this country because I've carried myself. You talk about honesty. I've been in politics for 20 years. We are next and other APC people and other SAP people. We are on the same field playing the politics. We know each other by name and we know what each one is capable of. And next on that day, we'll all be the joke. I don't run after a power. You neither run after them. This last year, they WhatsApp you. You go to Vice President Faux for interfere with the court decision, which you are rebuffed. On that day, what he's talking, we all be sitting on a big pala. You know, because they were just joking. Now I say, Dr. Adi, now a man like you will want nice APC. Man like you. If I wanted to go to APC, why do I have to hide? Does this man know who is Dr. Prince Adi? That's why they call me Bullet, because of my straight talking, and I don't go behind. I don't hide behind my fingers. Not like you. The whole thing, you have been suspended. Accept the suspension. Go by the rules. No begin for throw spanners all over here, creating fires here, speaking, then she explained English. This will not help you. We are talking about politics. Politics is about human being. Know when your time...
But the same human being, they own at the degree, because if you look at the recent past, SAP, most of the time now, if somebody gets issue, he come out to the public and say, this is an issue at the party, now we'll suspend them. Somebody go court, now we'll drive them.
Of course, now we to line there. And he was the chairman at that time. Was saying that this we don't convince yourself illegal. This man, he left for twist the facts.
If policy about people and number, who are the member then? So, you know, if you go affect to now come election term.
No, I'm coming to that numbers. But first of all, let me talk about respect for national officers. He said, maybe they call people a joke. Of course. The same people where they try for defend have been on the airwaves. All along, we need to talk. They don't get respect for they call with terrorist organizations. They know if somebody where they support. He said it. He said, we are terrorists. Understand? And these type of things that you know do under any party, but we don't endure them. But there's a limit to endurance because some of their statement and behavior, perception, go talk and say not true. And when they come and sit down here, they are talking to the whole world. Then you are telling me today that we know for can't talk. Who say I don't can't talk for the past 3 years? But it don't reach a particular position time that we have to come in now and tell these people that enough is enough. If you are not able to dance by the rules and regulations of the constitution, there's no need for you to be a part of the SAPP. That's where we come about numbers. I delved on that notion yesterday. That notion, you know, it's very simplistic numbers. But certain numbers in this party where they can't join with. This last 1 year, where the ink bill do not dry, they have just joined the party. They are creating mayhem. And people have been driven out of this party in numbers, going to looking for succor somewhere else. This type of numbers, we don't want them. Even at the intensive, if possible, if they need to be driven by their action, not the talk where they talk, let them go. Because people are seated outside, they are who want to come and join this party. Understand? They want to come and join this party. But because of this type of mayhem that we have endured it, we need to stop it. If you not get discipline in the party, how are you going to win a party? I mean, how are you going to win the policy of this nation? Do you are the big chief in time done, may go sit down. He has been lucky all along. This is the time. And if we know the history of this man, from school days, not disgrace for him. He got as paramount chief, not disgrace for him. He can't lie by APC.
All right.
He can't lie by APC. No, not all right.
Continue for the with Willa. We look at text. This one. Listeners, they don't send to the 077-981-981 inbox.
The first one we'll look at, say, Dr. Prisadin, is a major part of the SAP crisis. It sounds disrespectful to other members of the party and doesn't seem to understand that there is no way his preferred candidate, Bio, will ever win a presidential election without the unity in his SLPP. All said and done, SLPP is a big embarrassment to the democracy in Sierra Leone.
This other text message say, if SLPP leaders don't put their ego aside and think wisely, they will continue to be in opposition for the next 10 years and it gets me. Trust me, it comes from Simon Naspolup.
Happy New Year to Radio D, the first to none. We hope you will elevate more and more. But Dr. Harding, do you think it is constitutionally right to be a chairman of the SAP if you really want to bring peace in the party? And if Chief Carpet does not agree to your action, what will you do from Sori Small?
This one says, keep it up, Dr. Prince Harding. You are on the right track. Teach them the party constitution. It comes out from Arthur.
SLPP needs to go back to the drawing board. They have 70% chance to win the election if they come together from Lamine.
This one says, thank you very much, Dr. Harding, for educating the public about our current party issues. You are indeed the right man for this duty. We all hope to see you as chairman and leader come the next conference to see this party in governance come 2018 under your leadership. It come out from Emerson Kamara.
The road to success is not easy. SLPP will surely overcome as they are now putting drastic measures in place to clear indication that SLPP is coming back to power in 2018 from Jonathan Tifa, now Wellington.
This one says SLPP will remain in opposition as long as their infighting continues. It comes out from boss Ellen Adwaza.
The problem in the SLPP is now at log jam situation. Honestly, I'm a bit afraid if they will be able to get an aspirant in February for Mystic Nadwazak.
This one says bravo, Mr. Harding, for showing a great concern of our standard bearer, Dr. Bio, to be next president, Abdul Karim Musa, na Newcastle 9 send this message.
Oh, Dr. Harding, you are coming back. Your coming back is a blessing to the SLPP. Please don't listen to detractors. We trust in your dynamic leadership to take us to power come 2018. God bless you from Edward Natengbetong.
This one say, go, go, Mr. Prince Harding. The SLPP know the sky is your limit.
Finally, the Prince and Savior of our great party is back. God will surely bless you, Dr. Harding. We believe and trust in you and Mother Bio to liberate our party. Welcome back, Radio D. I wish you all a prosperous and a happy 2017. Stay blessed and continue your good work from Saidu Zito Nile Station. This other one here, I personally want to commend the entire management and staff of 98.1 for an outstanding broadcast. Thank you all for your good work from Aminata Dumere Naspowood. And the last message we will look at this morning so far before we come to the guest in the studio, say honestly, the issue of campism is a major problem in the SLPP. Everybody's taking side because they belong to one camp or another. Well, from the messenger, we can quickly to the guest, Dr. Harding. You have a comment? Maybe
yes,
start with the last one.
Of course. Then, message, I don't will talk much, but I'm just happy where I don't reply to the suspended chairman and leader. The game is up. Do ya? Meno and Bogwe. One for good for what? Then, there's a talk that if Chief does not attend, I don't accept. I expect him not to obey the lawful directives from NEC, which is the highest body. So when he's talking, he's the chairman, these things should work in mutual inclusive. Of course, NEC and the national officers, they are working in mutual inclusivity. So but you are not going to be above the party. NEC is above the chairman. NEC is above everybody. And the top echelon of the party is the party conference. What this man is saying is he wants to behave like the colonial paramount chief. Wait, what are you talking about? Knife or B? This neck, they're above you. They're above everybody. So our advice are in his own interest to go and attend this disciplinary committee. That same committee will be the same people then they. Then the problem about the log jam. No, we're not going to log jam up. Not the party. Perhaps that's in your opinion. The party, we are moving. And for, there are certain problems, even in medical terms. There are certain cancers. You can treat them using chemotherapy. There are others you treat them with surgical incision. This particular problem we will get, they don't deal with you for the past 3 years because of his fractured leadership. It encourage everybody for undo the party because he wants to be the chairman. The former chairman wants to stay there to be called chairman and leader, just like in the permanent chieftaincy.
Dr. Harding.
So basically, this is what we are doing. Surgical incision. It can be painful, but in the end, no need for this country, for this party and this country. So we're not doing anything out of the constitution.
So that's or suspended chairman?
Well, suspended and former, not the same words.
So
it's just about semantics.
Hope they come back.
If you go attend the disciplinary committee, which is headed by a legal luminary, Eka Holloway, from Oxford background, not of say Kobanani Kweko University, and his experience na the bar, and no say it will get justice. And is the outcome of the committee, Naomi will say we will look at them and accept it. But me no go prejudge the outcome. That means I'm interfering with the functioning of the committee. Okay.
All right. May we just quickly listen to Daddy Wakabot. We go come back to you.
Another morning again. Monday, my in. Monday. I wish you know all happy new year. Oh yeah, we tell God thank you for which spear we life them. I tell you, I think for which spear we life them from then ten then. Oh yeah, say from then ten then they take now. Not to say we get blessing past the one day we don't die. Not to say we get blessing past the one them we be seen and then our hospital now. Not to say we better pass the one them. We get problem, but it just be say God make a like I be so. So I think say we need for tell and thank you for we make we see 2017. And let make we see more years there for come. Me new year message what get for give no. Like I'm saying, I'm in 2016 closing, you know, speech. I tell you, no, say, well, that you are about not for target person, that you are about not for, you know, bash person. But I'm just talk the simple truth. And, like I tell you, no, as we the cancel 2017, oh yeah, I say we no get for final ad but me. Because this 2017, I tell you, ain't no get for easy. Ain't no get for funny. Ain't no really get for easy. Because more investigation, mama thing the way that you are about to do, I go do one two times. So unu we de pa unu de, unu we de pa we tu unu de pan. Ate unu better conscious, unu better conscious because 2017 ate ya no de drugo bien. Ano de drugo bien no, ano de drugo bien. A focus and they go front and this trip. I hope you unu ready for me because. I no go let nothing sleep under the carpet. I go pull on the way for pull. Now that's me therefore. But I hope say, when you go not say not to push you at the target, and when you go not say, you know I just they do this because you know na me your work for that do. You just tell like when you wait the work in the office, when they put you na say for work day. Now when you work then dandy. A judge free by post with the right wheelbarrow. Now, in your work, that made me your work now for sitting there and talk. So, how you expect me for last city and not talk? Not possible. And to me, listeners, them, I want to tell you all thank you know, all the day for me 2016, so we don't cancel this new year. But I just want to tell one, me, Paddy, I hear you say, then thank the women can do that. You are about what the culture is, Anna. You see why the culture is Anna? That means you know how they show some tribalistic business. Ebo. No, but not to say be. Of course, me not Creole, man. When you make them Creole, they not vex because how they do that, you work about pan. Deep Creole, that means they not tribalistic. I think this culture is an for this analyze for me. Now me analyze for me, man. So do ya uno no vex. Not to pay anything at the culture is an and at the at so can talk na that voice the way can talk, not to for demean any tribe or other call, you know. Apart from the information we that you work about the gay, na also a pro in a na satire for trauma ill people them. So you see where Sarisana can talk. people that can laugh, can make it for you know, or landing up for trauma, ill people then. Do you not take compassion at you, yeah? Okay. Well, you're ready, because I can tell you, that will be so, oh yeah, it's 2017. Anyway, you don't give me a message, you're ready now for listening, because you are the CPPSL, they go, that will be so bad. You are the local content policy, they not perform 2017, and that will call it all, and that one, we perform, I tell them, thank you. Plenty things, and not the way they go wrong. But 2017, I tell you, I not get for sleep. Me, and the honorable that you are cabot.
The program Good Morning Salon continue. We still get Dr. Prisari in the studio. Continue for be part of the program. Now let me look at the issue of the party conference on for February when I don't pull that for. What are the possibility for the conference day and you know elect national officers and flag bearer?
The possibility is humanly possible. We only say now we pray to God, make what we don't plan, make it be in accordance to God's will. Nothing taking here and there, plus or minus, go stop with because it's well planned. We don't plan them and we take a unanimous decision because time is against us. So I would like also to put in this part talk about coup in 2014. You don't know the words that way they use. That meeting where they hold 2015 was a meeting chaired by the regional chairman. It was a Western Area chairman. Western Area meeting. That at that meeting, because of this in particular activities that again, where they do so, for usurp this party, a movement to go forward, they passed a vote of non-confidence in him. I repeat, a vote of non-confidence in him. That vote, where they don't do, therefore don't come present him to NEC. If NEC be accept him, then it passed, and now he will talk, so we'll call it whatever happened. But it never came to neck. Then because of his test for power, he felt threatened. What did he do? He flouted against the constitution. He began writing letters suspending all of us just because we attended that meeting. I did not chair it. I was invited. In fact, then he sent to the what's it called?
So not the same situation this bar suspension counter. If for this neck meets already go on talk on Wednesday.
No.
If then go suspend you,
authority. No, not with neck dandy. It's an illegal association.
So if the same member, they will go put down a meeting?
No, they're not going to go. Because they know they are left from the right. They know so any action where they go there.
Or the one they will not go under, when legitimate neck members and go under.
No, they're not get power. They're not get no power. Understand? So, in fact, I already said they rent crowd. So let them rent it there. That's why we wrote to police. Not to for camp, create, for let make them know, say, not to we. Because they are using the name SFPP. And it's out of the constitution. I go back to that thing where they called 2014. The committee, this main committee, wrote to him that he has acted out of character, out of the law, out of the constitution. He not got power for suspect anybody because not to appoint me. I'm voted on the same platform as him. Mm-hmm. This demand consistently and persistently is violating the constitution to suit his own needs and self. Understand? He doesn't want to subject himself to any constitutional provisions. As he himself accepted, he's the head of here, he's the head of here. We're not going to create a monster.
So
that's why to call a neck meeting, one person or group not going to ransom. That's why we structured the constitution. Clearly, you're not going to avoid them. In at the head.
Serena January 2.
Yes.
When on at the beginning for the like, vets, the one that we again aspiration for be flag bearer, for process them for meet up the convention for be February.
That's very good. In fact, we have produced the same neck meeting where they talk, we be saying, no, hola, because time they are against we. We don't produce a very, very good rules and regulation governing the aspirations of the presidential aspirants. In fact, to be candid, Ahmed, we bent over backwards, bending the rule to accommodate certain persons for me to qualify. We really, if we do have for other person that may not qualify, therefore go over the roof. One, two areas then, we would bend the rules. One.
How long if we don't need that party?
We don't forget about that today. Understand? We don't pull down that. But just there's one in the presidential 2012. For don't just copy no more. Understand? One is say, if we don't need this country for 2 years, continuously. Understand? Ordinary resident. 2 years. If we do down there, one or two or three people not qualify. One particular people they know for one person not qualify. We expunged it. We put it out to 1 year. So this is what we call.
That you not go affect the national reporting.
No, it not go affect again. No, it will embrace everybody. So those who have come forward. Mm-hmm. So just to stir this fire, see, now that we call level playing field. Understand? For accommodate and make.
So when are they move on with this process? The members area, are their last.
Second area.
They get majority of the
yeah, all
the,
of
the flag bearers there. They not recognize you.
Not to the recognition matter to me.
But if how they go for take part in the process? Well, how they go participate where you the leader?
If you want to be, join a group of people, you pay. If you play according to the rules, and not to the recognition matter. Who are they to the candidate? Past they recognize me. They are just ordinary supporters and to some extent members of the party. My recognition does not depend upon
one of them.
But my recognition,
Sidoya, that same chair,
it's a fact.
Say there is a possibility. Say when I go end up get two national executive, two even flag bearer, two flag bearer at the end of the day.
Where that goes to Chief Somana Kapen, in we say in a chairman, in a if I don't come out straight for debunk that statement. Because it's a dangerous thing. Because for come somebody who want to be president of the nation, just like the president, the president will talk, say, in fact, this year, how will it go so? We will end up forget two presidents in this nation. That is when, or two, a national executive, those statements, now if I don't attack, and tell the president, apologize, because it's
but now two chairman, we already don't get. You're not acting chairman, and chief say he's still not chairman.
If I come, as former chairman for Candy Bonkam, but it is under even this court case here. The in fact, 90 in the under for many some most week. Now the virtual take you to court, so he has been playing the duplicitous behavior. And now he don't come to the fore. If he say for support him at all times, now this, because this party here, me blood, sweat, and time I don't spend. Partner. These people are just borrowed in particular. So now make I don't come out strongly that we need strong leadership, not fractious leadership. So at even this thing we eat, you talk about, I come back there, this coup 2007 effort, I mean, this flag bearer, rules and regulations, we don't prepare. Normally, you must be a voter to vie for this thing, for be aspirant. Eh? One particular person, we still not a voter.
That's
he has never voted for a policy.
But they get the decision on the start back.
But normally, if we say, we did one, if we don't be a registered, they say it will be 2 years. If we don't do Antrade, we say na voter. But we decided not to include it, whether it's a voter or not voter. I'm hoping, with the hope, say, it will register. So, and these are the people who come in here, they don't get respect for national officers. And that party can't tell me, say, I don't get respect for them. Let them first get respect for national officers. I will go with them to the streets, but I will not go with them with the gutters. I'm just trying to say, this is a different leadership we don't put, structured, that respect for authority is the premium. It's premium. Than any other persona.
So if at the end of the day we see after owner don't go elect flag bearer on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of February, right?
Say the end of February.
The end of February.
Yes.
And we see other set of people and say, okay, then say if they owe later in the year, then say if they owe like convention for go elect say on flag bearer.
Well, it will be ridicule to themselves. There's only one SFP that is registered.
But at the end of the day, now SFP name.
No, not SFP. There, if you get Ahmed good, Ahmed is not now. You name Ahmed is here.
Yeah.
If other Ahmed is coming, I will go commit crime. Now you know the Ahmed is in Nigeria. But let me tell you something. This SFP, na a legal entity which was registered by me, my signature day, which I paid the money 1 million. So you know we register other party under SFP, PPRC, knowing them, no go ever entertain that kind of thing. So these are the people that are causing problem in this party. How can you come here and say we are going to have parallel executive? And this is what they have created in the party. They have got parallel executives on their
one
own.
One other critical to our
supported by the
issue of
former chairman.
Tribalism.
Yes.
You know, it's very critical.
That's very good.
If Usa don't come as a nation to Usa, we go at it. And that's what people and no one for even talk about.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and some people only describe on action as tribalistic.
Well, that is a misnomer. It's unfortunate that our opponents, detractors, can I use the word enemies in quotes? Neither they use. Even the war, not to tribalism, but it was about political power and economic differential. If you look at the background of tribalism, is not a work now. In our party, we are looking for relevant working experience. I repeat,
relevant working experience, not because you have SFPP for being flagged, the SFPP for if take them position there. If you don't get relevant working experience, we'll not give you. If you're not mandated, you get relevant working experience. More
I think Saturday, they up to the delegates.
They will decide. That's what we are looking for.
Where they say we'll give you like it,
Of course, now the party, I'm talking, I'm part of the party. Not to me, the give per se. It's not a singular aspect. It's a matter of plurality. Now, me and our part, I'm talking here on behalf of the SFPP. So Tabari is a thing. They don't now old stage, now old fake. You know they working in this country. Yeah. If most the way we mix up in this country now, you can't travel is always something don't fail you. And now can't travel is I will now I'm not going to accept it. They say it's your own people's party. Understand? Yeah. And even APC say all people's party. You know, say Timini people's party, Limba people's party. We in SFPP, we are going to look for loyalty. We are going to look for your relevant experience in political in terms, then we are going to look for your past record, how you have performed before. What have you done for this party? For let we hand over this party, give like how we don't mistake for give somebody like this we had here. Then these people, let them not use then triviality. Then the second stage in our power sharing, understand? Here in a war, political war with Egopa, we are going to give power to warriors. Not to Granny Peking where the men. We are going to give power to the warriors. Where the opposition hear you name, it will respect you.
So you think, we go able for make them to the 2018 elections with all waiting there for now?
We are all there. We don't need to campaign. Even the party, APC don't campaign for we. Understand, as I said the other day, this country, we don't take 10 years. However, they don't have. Salomon, what does have been there? They want to look for alternative sources. And let me also say, that when we are in power, we don't get power now. That's the cake. We share them consciously according to region, according to district, and to a certain extent, tribes can come inside because we can afford the luxury to share it. Let me give you an example. Both time voted for SFPP 2002, about 85%. I mean, both district. Eh? Tonkolili, about 15%. That was 1996 or so. Okay, about 15%. Now, I just give you one example. But Tonkolili had up to 5 ministers. Only SFP can do that. Both districts had only 3 ministers. When people there be talk, say, we're not doing that. So, no, we are doing this thing to be able to cajole others to come and board.
Okay, plenty. Okay. Thank you for you joining at the program this morning, Dr. Prince Alex Harding, the acting national chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party. Thank you where you come this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Do it. I met you. Go sit down. Do it. And let us move this party forward. I beg you.
Now, the program, Good Morning Salon, go left you today. Plenty thank you to our producer, Alex Lawrence Kuruma, Khadija Bangura, Princess Pierce, and the rest of the Good Morning Salon team. And Seth, DJ Lava, we give you technical support. So, till we meet back, Mabel Kabadi, say get yourself a wonderful day and continue for listening to Radio Democracy.
All right, continue for listening. And Mina Messi said, enjoy your holiday. And one more time, one for wishing all a very prosperous 2017.